It is a joy for me to be among you this morning. It has been just more than three years that I had not been able to preach in English. So you are my first test to do it. But always you have been as a church in our mind and in our heart. Just there in the center of Spain, in Ciudad Real. I spent in this village near 3 years studying in the European Missionary Fellowship to be a missionary. And I know that you as a church, you have been praying for the work in Ciudad Real for these so many years. 40 years that we have been connected. So it is a privilege for me to be among you. And I bring the greetings for my people in the church. Now, we are going just to the passage from the Bible that I have been reading in 1 of John, chapter 2, verse 24. But, of course, it will be the long idea of what John is doing, what is the meaning for him bringing this letter to his people and also to us. The idea is just an exhortation, and I will try just to bring the same exhortation to you in this morning. What it is to be a Christian, or how to live a Christian life. What is the meaning? And what that mean for us, not just only now, but also in the eternity. You see, for example, Paul, when he was writing his letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he was saying to them, well, you have to keep what you have been learning. And then he brought the two lines of the doctrines that we believe, that Jesus Christ died and that Jesus Christ rise from the dead. So that is was the idea of what we have to be. We have to keep. We have to understand. We have to learn that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rise and take us with him. But also, for example, when you read in Romans 6, Paul is saying, well, our Christian life is just not just understanding the gospel, Jesus Christ dying and rising from the dead, but also that you have died for sin, from sin. So now that you are living for God, to serve God, you just have died for sin and for death. You have died for the law. And now you are free to serve God. So our lives is just to live to serve him, to glorify him. But there are other ways to understand your Christian life. And that is what John is trying to show you in his letter. And just to exhort you to think about. And is to abide in him. You have to be abide in him. What does that mean? Well, John is repeating this idea more than 20 times. So it's again and again, he's bringing the idea of abide. What it means is, in the first place, like you, for example, you can read in chapter 2, we have read in the verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you hear from the beginning. So the idea is just what do you have, and where do you rest, and with whom you are united. And he said, just you are united, you are abide in him, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, verse 25, verse 27, 28, chapter 3, verse 6, verse 9, chapter 4, verse 13. So again and again and again, John is telling you, your Christian life is just the union that you have with the Son, and if you have with the Son, you will have with the Father. Also, for example, in the chapter 2, verse 10, he said, he who loves his brother abide in the light. So, at the same time that you are abide in Christ, you are abide in the light, with all this mean, or to clarify, to understand everything about your soul, salvation, God, and many other things. And at the same time, it's not only that you are abide in him, but also that he is abide in you. So it's repeating in different places, for example, in verse 14, that the word of God abide in you. Or, for example, verse 27, the anointing, that's referring to the Holy Spirit, abide in you. And that is repeating again and again. And you go to the verse in the chapter 3, verse 24. It's not only just that if you are abide in him, him will be abide in you. If you are in God, God is in you. And what that John is saying is the union that you have as a Christian is so strong that you cannot just say that you are close to God, but that God is in you and you are in God. And this mystery, this spiritual truth that we have is so great that we just need to study, realize, meditate what this means. In all the religion that you can imagine, and it happened also with the Catholic Church, the idea to be a Christian is just to do few things or to understand few ideas. So if you follow the rituals, doesn't matter what kind of rituals, and you have in your mind different ideas, then you are what they expect you to be. And sometimes we can be wrong in our Christian life. You can think that, well, if I understand the gospel, Jesus Christ came to the world and died on the cross for my sin, that is enough. Or that if I understand that I have to give glory to him and to live and do things for his glory, that it will be a Christian life. And all these things are true, but it is more than that. As our Christian lives, it's not only that you understand things and that you do things for God, but what he's saying is that we are having a perfect union or communion with God. And that thing that is starting in our Christian life here, it will continue and it will be better in the future and also in the eternity. That means that every day that you awake in the morning and that you go through all the activities in your lives, and then you arrive in the night very, very tired and looking for go to bed. Through all this time, you have been in communion, not with your wife and husband, children, friends, but you have been in communion, in union. You abide in God, and God abide in you. And that had to mean a great things in your own life. Never matter where you go, never matter how will happen in your life, God will be with you. Christ will be with you. The light, the word that is inside you, the understanding of the gospel, the communion with God, all the time, it will be with you. You are not alone anytime, in anywhere. But why it is that John had to bring this exhortation and repeat this idea through the letter, also in the second letter of John, verse 9, he had to bring the same idea. Why he had to exhort to you and to me that we had to remember and to realize that we are united to God? Well, there are a few things that you have to remember and that maybe you have found in your own life. It is very easy to forget these things. We are so busy and involved in so many activities that it is very easy to forget that you are abide in God and God is abide in you. In the second letter of Peter, he had to said to us, I have to repeat these things many times because you are tending to forget it. I am not tired of repeating these things, but it is necessary for you to remember. You know this truth, but you have to remember again and again. I have to repeat it again to you. And John is saying this, I have to repeat again and again through this chapter, that you are abide in him and that the word is abide in you, because this is important to remember, because it is very easy to forget. You have so many problems, I'm sure, and you have so many things to do that maybe you are tended to put the more great things in your Christian life in one side, thinking that, well, now is the time to be involved with my children because they have some problems in the school, or now is the time just to think about my health or about business or about any other matters in the world or in your life. But you have to remember that the first things to record and to keep and to work for is that you are in him and he is in you. And that it will help you in all your life. But, for example, also, if you read in the chapter 2, verse 26, John said, these things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. You have to remember that. Every day, any time that you put your TV on, or that you go into the internet, or that you go for a walk with your friends, or that you are listening, I don't know how many other messages in the world, you have to remember that there are people and there are circumstances that they want to deceive you from the truth or from the communion. So it is very easy to decline you, to take you out. Paul, Peter, Jude, they had to repeat in their letter once again, about false teacher or the false prophet. So the false messages that you maybe can listen in internet. Some old silly Christian doctrines that they are coming into our life or look like Christian in our life. So silly ideas about Christianity. In Spain, constantly we have to fight with the traditions that the Catholic Church is teaching, or the different ideas that they have learned, the commandments that come from men. And it is very easy, it's very easy for you to go into the internet, or to go into the so many kinds of book, and to find people that they will tell you different things or what the Bible that is in you, the word in you, or about the communion that you have in Christ or Christ in you is the more important things. So it is easy and it is necessary to remind you constantly in your own mind and heart how easy it is to forget that you are united to Christ, and that is the more important things in your life. You have a lot of priorities in your life. I'm sure that you have put in order what is the first thing in your life. Maybe the family. Maybe it's the business. So family, business, holidays. Nice to have holidays in Spain. So you put all these lists in your priorities. But you have to realize that the priority, the first one, is not the family. And the second one is not your health. And there is not a priority for your job or for many other things that you think are important. The priority, the first things, and we tend to forget it, is to work in our communion with God or with Christ through the Word. So the more important things, and we have to take that in mind all the time, it is how is your communion with God? Because if you don't have this idea clear in your heart and in your mind, you will be lost with so many busy things in our lives that we have. That means, and I will tell you later, that means that you cannot go to confront the different situation that you have in your life without communion with God through prayer or reading the Bible to understanding or meditating. So please, if you want to have a good Christian life, you have to remember all the time that your priority is just to the communion with God. But you see, another way just to have the need of the exhortation to our thinking or communion with God is your own sin. Because sin continue being in our heart. And sin is not quiet. Sin have a very strong voice. And always is saying, come on, go to the world. Look back. Remember the good things. Oh, don't you have envy of what the world is saying? The world is offering us so many colors and lights and music and joy. And maybe you can be attracted, especially the young people, attracted to this nice world. How easy it is to sin, and just people, they will not realize that you are sinning. But again, you have to be exhorted that sin is there, and sin is against your communion with God, and is trying to separate you, to break relationship with God. So if our communion, this abide in God, is so important, and John is exhorting us so much, and we can see how it is easy to live this communion with God, how can we abide or strengthen our communion with God? Well, the first thing is, of course, cultivating our reading of the Bible. For example, if you go to the Psalms 119, verse 15, 23, 48, 97, 99, meditating in your law, in the Word. How much time do you dedicate to meditate in the Word of God? Not just reading the Bible, these 10 minutes before breakfast, because you have to go quickly to take the car to go to job. No, how many times, how long you take just to meditate, to, as they said also in these same Psalms, to enjoy the Word of God, to have this special communion with God. Yes, I understand, because it happened in my own life, that you can be very busy, and that you have to do a lot of things in your life, and you have to help your family and friends, many other things, but You want to have the great thing that is just to have communion with God, the only God, and just to feel God in you, in the Holy Spirit. You have to meditate, you have to study, you have to take time reading and keeping the Word of God for you. Please, as much time you are having communion with God through the Word, more strength for your soul you will bring in your life. The second thing is just you need every day to watch your own soul at the same time that you are watching your enemies. You have to watch yourself and what is the weakness that you have. You see, we have to look where are our weakness in our health, just thinking what kind of medicine you need to take. What do you need just to keep go on? What I need every day just to go on is to have my toast with olive oil, my coffee, strong coffee, and that gives me strength just to go at least for a few hours in the morning. And if you have some health problem, you know that you have to take your tablets. And the tablets, it will help you to go on the rest of the day. What do you need just for the weakness in your life, for to strengthen your soul? You have to watch it, because maybe you are tending to spend too much time watching TV or thinking how good it is relationship with friends that they are bringing some wrong ideas with you, school, university. There are ways that our soul is thinking, just relax, forget it. You don't need to have your toast in the morning. You don't need to have your tablet. You don't need to do the exercise. You just relax. But you have to think, and you have to watch. And also, as I said before, you have to watch your enemies, the enemies of your soul. Maybe the tendency to the sexual things. Maybe just to the laziness. Maybe the envy that you have for other people, that they always have the grass more green than ours. So envy is a great problem to many Christians. How they people that they are not Christian, they are so happy, they have so many things, they enjoy life. And here I am in a Sunday morning listening to this warring sermon that the Spanish man is bringing. So envy, and we have to fight against that. You have to watch your soul, and you have to watch the enemies that is around you. But in the third place, the best idea or good idea to protect yourself of this forgetting communion with Christ or with God is just sharing with others. Just commenting to other people about your Christian life or your communion with God. I love my wife. Well, my wife, she wants me just to tell her every day how much I love her. So we need to say all the times, yes, I love you. Just this morning, she was sending me a test in the WhatsApp saying, Luis, I love you. And so I had to answer to her. I said, yes, I love you also. We had to tell this one to the other constantly, not to forget it. That is very important in our own life. But also, we have to tell the rest of the people that is true. So that is why I am telling you, I love my wife. Because I want you to know that I love my wife. And I always said that into my home church because that it will protect me and it will protect my wife. But that is because I want to tell the world that I love my wife. Why not to do that with our communion with God? The best thing is just to proclaim in the world that our Christian life is just not to have a few days in the mind or to have a few duties to do it every day, especially in Sundays. But a Christian life is just to have communion with God, to be abide in Him and Him to abide in you. So we want to tell the world that that is the best thing that it could happen to someone through all this activities and problems, crises that we are suffering, just to have communion, to be close to God. So a way to protect ourselves and to strengthen our communion with God is just to tell everybody that we are having communion with God. So you are awake tomorrow, Monday, and then you have to first, strengthen yourself in your communion with God, reading the Bible, meditating in the Bible, praying, and just thinking, I had to go out just to buy the bread, or to take the train, or to go for a job, and how good thing it will be if I had the opportunity to tell to someone around me that I have communion with God. And I have a special relationship with Him. So much I am close to God that God is in me. And that the idea, just to go out every day, telling everybody how happy is our union, communion with God, it will strengthen us constantly. Of course, also, In our own test, it said that the anointing is in us, and that is abiding us more with the anointing. You have the help of the Holy Spirit. The anointing is in you, and the Holy Spirit, it will help you. It will strengthen you. Of course, you have to listen to the Holy Spirit. You have to feel the Holy Spirit. You have to follow the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is in you. And do you remember what He said in the Gospel? Our Lord Jesus Christ? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will come to you and He will remember you about me. And the thing I have been teaching you, He will remember to you. And the Holy Spirit will come and He will put in your mouth the right word that you have to say. So here we have the Holy Spirit just remembering us how good, how happy, how privileged we have having communion with Christ or with God. Maybe you are tending to forget it. Or maybe you are so busy, painting or working in the garden or watching TV. And in a moment, something happened to your mind. Then you remember a verse of the Bible. Maybe something that happened is the Holy Spirit working in you, just remembering you our responsibilities. So you have the Holy Spirit, and He will come very often in your own side, telling you, remember, you belong to Him. You are related to Him. The more important things is just to love your Lord, or to feel close to the Lord. As we need so many people coming to us, or repeating again and again, as Peter is doing to his own people in the second letter, or that we are doing every Sunday in the sermons, or that John is repeating through all the letter, just someone have to come to you and say, remember what is the more important thing in your Christian life, in your life in general. The more important thing is just to keep your relationship, your communion with God. The other idea that John is bringing in his letter is imitating Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ not only came just to die on the cross for our sins, but also it said that when he was taking the disciple, he said, "Learn from me. Learn from me." So we have our model, that is Jesus Christ. The good idea, or the best one, good idea is imitating him. Love then as I love you. So we go to Jesus Christ and we said how he loved us at the time that we were sinners. So now we are able to do, to love as he was loving. So why not to get up every day just thinking, what can I do to be more like Jesus Christ, imitating him? And in chapter 2, verse 29, he put, for example, his righteousness. Be right like he is right. So look, investigate, study in the Bible how it was Christ in his righteousness, so that you will try to have the same in your own life. Or in the chapter 3, verse 3, he said, "And everyone who hath this hope in him purify himself just as he is pure." I am reading in my own version here. So he is pure. What you have to do just today, and what is necessary for you to do tomorrow to be so pure as Jesus Christ is pure. So what are the things that you have to clean from your life? What are the thoughts that you have to take out of your mind just to be so pure as Jesus Christ is pure? That is the way that to have communion with him. He cannot support, he cannot take, God cannot support sin. So you have to take sin. Jesus Christ have a perfect communion, just eternal communion with God. Why we are not imitating him in this way? What I have to do just to have this close relationship, pure relationship? How can I eliminate sin from our life? So, as I said, cultivate in your life the reading, meditating on the word, pray, also watch your soul, watch the enemies that are around you, share the gospel with other people, remember that the Holy Spirit is in you, and imitate every day the life of our Jesus Christ. How it is possible, this communion? And please, here I have to talk to some of you, if you are not a believer, that cannot apply to you. You cannot do it. I mean, you were trying to imitate Christ, but you will not be able to do it. If Christ is not in you, you cannot do anything just to have Christ in you. The first thing that you have to do is to separate from the world. Like in the verse, chapter 3, verse 1, it said, they don't know the world. I mean, the world, they don't know Christ. They don't know God. So they hate you because they don't know God. The first thing that you have to do is just to separate from the world. If not, anything that I am saying, it will not apply to you. The verse, chapter 2, verse 29, it said, "If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him." You have to be born again. You have to be born in Christ. If you are not Christian, don't expect to have communion with him. That is not possible. You have to be a new creature. You have to be born again. So I invite you, and you have to invite your own children and friends. The first thing is just to born again, just to repent of the sin and believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior. Because if not, you never, never in any other way, you will be able to have communion with God. So you have to separate from the world. You have to born again. And then you have to have the love of God, the special love of God, chapter 3, verse 1. Not just God loves you as a creature, but just God loves you as a son. You will feel that God is protecting you. If you are eating, it's because God is giving you food. If you are having clothes, it's because God is providing for you. And if you are here, it's because God is working among you. But that is not enough. It is not enough just to know God as the creator. You have to feel the love of God, this special love that God has. Like in Gospel of John, verse 1:12. Just only you believe, you will become son of God. I enjoy children, and I want to bring sweets to the children in the church. I try to buy them, no, with sweets. But that is not compared with my own children or with my granddaughters now. There are a special love for them. And of course, it will happen the same with you. Maybe you love people, but it's not the same love that you have with your own children or your husband or your wife. God has a special love that is ready to share and to give to you, but you have to be converted, and then you will feel how is God so mercy and so care for you, the love of the Father, and that you will be able to call him Father in a special way. And chapter 3, verse 3, he said again, and everyone who had this hope in him purified himself just as he is pure. Do you have hope? Are you looking for heaven? Are you expecting Jesus Christ come and take you? Do you awake every day thinking God is coming and I am waiting for him? Do you have the priority of this hope? Or are you just thinking, I would like to have better life? I would like to have better house, better health. Is you hope just to have something in this world, or you hope is the hope of what the Bible is talking about? When you are going any step in your life, or you are thinking to do anything in your life, you are thinking in heaven, or you are thinking just in earth. You cannot feel the strength of the communion with God if you don't have this hope. The hope that one day he will come and he will take you to be with him forever. So again, now that it will bring a result in your life. If all these things I have saying come to you, that it will have some result. And that is it, that you will continue being, keeping this relationship with the Father. If you try to keep communion with God, God will have communion with you. If you are trying to look God every day, you are trying to have communion with Christ every day, I assure you that Christ will be close to you. He is waiting for you all the time that you are looking for him. He will speak in his word. He will speak to your conscience and in your soul every day. If you are looking him, it's because he is looking for you. The second thing is you will not be the same. In verse 2:28, he said that when he will come, you will not be the same. I don't know if you are feeling sometimes to be the same. I am the same of my English. I would like my English to be better. So sometimes I am the same because I cannot bring the word that I would like to bring. When Christ came, will come, if you are close to him, you will not be the same. In Revelation, he said that many people, they will try to fade away from him. They will be fear of him. So they will say to the stone and to the mountains, cover, because he is coming. But the Christian, they will go just claiming for him. Do you want to have this desire of Christ, looking for him, not to be a saint? Just start it. Start it now to have communion with him every day, in any time, in any place. And also, chapter 2, verse 25, it said, you will have eternal life. Not a continual life, but eternal life. That would have this strong meaning in the Bible. What it will be this eternal life that you will have if you have now this daily communion with God and with Christ? When he will come, he will reveal himself. We will see him as he is. You know a lot about Christ, but it's not enough. There are more things that you don't know yet. And when he came, when he will be in the second coming, he will show how great it is. We know him as the Lamb, but we will see him as the King. He has come just to die, but now he will come just to be a King among us. And we will see him as he is. And when he will reveal himself as he is, something will happen to you. You will start to be changed. Things will change to you in a moment. But you will feel that you will not be like now. You will be different because you will be like him. In our experience, we call about the holiness and to be holy. That is a work that we need to do every day. Our responsibility is just to be close to Christ and to be like him. But of course, as much as we fight just to be like him, we realize that we are not like him. But one day, when he will show his glory, and then we will see with our eyes how it is him in his glory, you will be transformed and you will be like him. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly man, as Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you and me to be like him for the eternity? Well, that is not something that we have to wait to happen, but now we have to work with. We have to be working just to be close to him, so that every day I will be less myself and more himself. So that I am so much in him and he will be so much in me that I will be just no more myself. I am not, but Christ that lives in me. And one day, when I will awake and I will rise from the dead, I will be with him and I will see him as he is really in the glory. And I will be like him for eternity. I exhort you, please, please, take this important communion union with God now as a priority in your life. Take all the effort and the strength to be as much in communion with him so that it will be easy to wait until we will be like him. Amen.